Praise God.
The Lord draws near to us during these quiet times that we spend with Him before meeting, and not only prepares our hearts, but prepares the atmosphere for others to be able to touch God easily when they come in and be drawn into worship. Praise God. And so it's so good that we get here and take time to do that. And now we want to begin our service by singing number 348 in our hymn books. 348, Close to Thee. I read the devotional for today, the second Saturday, and I think Brother Hunts, in the writing that were given to us, quoted this song. Praise God. Yes. So 348, let's sing it together. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The Lord draws close to us when we praise Him. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us that when we praise the Lord, we create for Him a habitation. When Moses crossed the Red Sea with the children of Israel, they began to worship the Lord, and Miriam, his sister, took out her tambourine and led in the worship there. And it says there that this is my God, I will praise Him. Another translation says, this is my God, I will prepare Him a habitation. And you know, there's a reason why some of these Hebrew words are translated differently, because they're so full of meaning. And one rendering doesn't do it justice. And I think what the Lord was trying to help us to understand there is that when we praise Him, We prepare him a place to dwell. We prepare him a habitation. In Psalm 22, it says, "Thou inhabitest the praises of thy people." And so we were praising the Lord in Canarsie. That's the church that I pastor in Brooklyn. And the praises were a little bit weak that morning. And I thought, if we're trying to prepare a habitation for God, what are we offering him? A cramped little apartment to squeeze into? Or a palace for him to dwell in? And so I told the people, let's not give him a railroad apartment. Let's give him a great habitation that he can come and manifest himself. Praise God. And so I want to start the meetings with that challenge. Oh, when we come together, let's give him a habitation where he can come and draw near to us. Praise God. Let's praise him with all our hearts. David said, "I will bless the Lord with all that is within me. I will bless his holy name." Praise God. And so forget about yourself. Get your eyes on Jesus. Just join in the praise with others. Forget about what you sound like. The praises of God's people sound beautiful in the ears of the Lord, no matter what your voice sounds like. Praise God. And we want Jesus to draw near to us. Hallelujah. That's what we're here for. If he doesn't come, I can't do anything for you, and you can't do anything for me. Praise God. We had a minister's retreat just prior to camp season opening. And one of the ministers reminded us of something Fred Bosworth said. Fred Bosworth was a man who had a healing ministry in the early part of the 20th century. And he wrote a book that maybe some of you have read, Christ the Healer. And somebody asked him, they said, "What is it that heals people? Why is it that some people get healed and other people don't?" And he said, "All I know is that when Jesus comes, people get healed. When Jesus comes." And you know, that's what he noticed, that when Jesus is manifested, people's lives are changed. People get filled with the Holy Ghost when Jesus comes. People get healed in their bodies when Jesus comes. And so our goal is to invite Jesus to come and to prepare a habitation for him to draw near and dwell in. Hallelujah. And that's why it's so important to praise God. Sometimes people don't catch on to that. They think, "I praise God when I'm excited," or "I praise God when something good has happened in my life," or "I praise God when I like that particular song we sung." But we praise God because he is worthy of our praise. And we understand that when we praise him, we open the way for his presence to be manifested. And when Jesus comes, then anything can happen. And that's what makes camp so special, because Jesus comes. He comes to these meetings. That's why we go home changed. And God wants to do that for us in these days as well. Praise God. I certainly welcome all the guests that have arrived today, and I know others will be coming throughout the week. And whether you're here for a short time or you're able to stay the whole 2 weeks, we just pray that God will bless you and God will meet you and he'll accomplish what he brought you up here for. He has something for you, and I'm sure he wants you to be a blessing, and he wants to use you to bless others. Praise God. And so God bless you. We're looking forward to meeting Jesus together. Hallelujah. There's no sweeter fellowship than that. Praise God. Let's pray for our guests, and let's also pray for the campers that will be arriving on Monday. We had a good first period, I understand. And now these young ladies and these little boys have returned home, and we want to remember them often, that God will continue to bless them, and that that which he has done for them will take root and be established in their lives, and that at home they'll be able to go on serving God and finding Jesus and seeking him. Praise God. And so, Lord, we want to thank you for the opportunity to be at camp at this time. Lord, we've come to meet you. Lord, that's why we've come all this way, because we want to meet you, Jesus. And Lord, we need you. We need you to come. We need you to come in every meeting. Lord, we need you to come around the table as we talk about the good things of God. We need you, Lord. Oh, we need you to touch our bodies. We need you to deliver us, Lord. We need you, Jesus, to fill us with your Holy Spirit. And Lord, we want to give you every opportunity to do that by praising you with all our hearts and giving you our full attention. Won't you help us, Lord, we pray. Pour out grace upon this meeting tonight to enable us to open our hearts wide to you. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless our staff. We thank you, Lord, for those that have come to serve you here. And we know that you're going to anoint them and enable them, Jesus, to serve you acceptably, to be the blessing that you've called them to be. We pray that you'll give them strength. We pray that you'll give them wisdom. We pray, Lord, for unity and love, a real working together with one purpose in mind, to glorify Jesus Christ, to serve him by serving one another. We also pray, Lord, that you will anoint the counselors. And Jesus, we pray that you'll give them understanding as they minister to those that you have placed under their care. Lord, we don't know where these young people, where they come from, what their situations are, what's going on in their hearts. But, oh, Jesus, we pray that you'll just let the tenderness and the love of Jesus be seen in the counselors. And we pray that you will, through them, bless these boys and girls. Lord, we pray, Jesus, that you will have your way tonight. We just recognize your presence, and we just want to worship you with all our hearts. Lord, you know everything we need and everything you want to do for us at this time and the way in which you want to reveal yourself, Lord. Oh, we know there's more for every one of us. And so, Jesus, we open our hearts to you. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Brother Paul was playing It Is Well With My Soul, and let's sing that one as well. I think it's number 316, same book. Praise God. 316. Now, this meeting will only go until 9 o'clock. And if you have a testimony, you have to squeeze it in and have to make it brief. But afterwards, we'll have a staff meeting immediately after this service. And so we ask our guests to please, after the meeting, vacate the premises. You can visit outside. The night is still young, but they want to probably get to their staff meeting and help prepare the staff for this new season. Praise God. Amen. 316.
When peace like a
question is it well with our soul? Well, if it isn't, oh, we can do something about that right now, can't we? Oh, we can just come to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, oh, I want you to make it well with my soul. Lord, I just bring all my sin to you. I bring all my shortcomings. Lord, I'm far from perfect, but you are perfect. You were the perfect sacrifice in my behalf. And Lord, I just bring all my, I come to you just as I am. Cover me with your precious blood. Lord, make it well with my soul and prepare me for all the good things that you have in store for me during this time at camp. Won't you do that tonight? Just right at the start. It is well with my soul. Jesus makes it well with my soul. And I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It is well with my soul. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus, precious Lord, beloved soul, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, the love that drew salvation so be it unto you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Did God put something in your heart to expect from Him? Hallelujah. Then expect it. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah.
We had a lot of new people, both on the staff and as guests, the last period. And it was, our way of worship was new to these people. They come from various churches around the New York area, the East Coast, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. Some came from California, Texas. And some of them come from churches where they worship just a little bit differently than we do. But I observed that it didn't take long before they began to enjoy the fellowship and the worship. They began to enjoy the hymn book. Some of them are used to singing off the wall. And some of them enjoyed singing, reading the words. And I was very blessed by that. I heard that personally. They came to me and told me that. But more than them telling me, I could sense as they worship, as they gave themselves to worshiping the Lord, they contributed to the meetings. And that's a wonderful thing. So I encourage us all, whether this is strange to you or a little different to you, open your heart and the Lord will come and he'll change you. That's the whole purpose of Jesus Christ living in us. To change these vile bodies. To change our minds. To renew our minds. Amen. He will come to within us, to dwell within us, so that it is not I but Christ. I'm so thankful that we have this opportunity again, here in this place, these 2 weeks, to expect Jesus to do what he wants in every one of us, to answer questions, to lift us, to do exactly what we need, and he knows what that is. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus comes, the tempter's heart is broken.
You might not know what God is doing in these quiet moments, but he knows what he's doing. But he works in a very special way. recognize his presence. He puts a stillness upon us for a moment. Often the best thing to do is just thank him. Say, Lord, thank you for what you're doing. I believe you're ministering to my need as you see it. And I receive it by faith and thank you for it. Yes. Amen.
Be still and know that
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.